Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Now, the Kildare Camogie team has hit out at what they say is the disrespectful county board decision to withdraw them from the All-Ireland Intermediate Championship against their wishes. The players have been in dispute with the Kildare Camogie County Board over what they claim was the failure to meet the terms of an agreed charter. Our GAA correspondent, Marty Morrissey, joins us now on the line to tell us more. Marty, what's the background to this?
Well, Sarah, it's been going on for some time, anything between 4 to 6 weeks. Essentially, the Camogie, Kildare Camogie Intermediate team, which is about a panel of 21 players, had a 5-week break from intercounty action. Joe Quaid, former Limerick hurler, goalkeeper, is their manager. He thought that they should play in the club competition. They played 2 rounds of the Camogie Senior League within the county of Kildare when the Kildare Camogie Board informed the clubs by email that this was a non-intercounty league competition and the players couldn't continue playing, and if they did, the players, the clubs would be would come under fine or suspension, whatever it was. Following that, there was meetings between the Kildare intercounty panel and the county board. The Kildare players certainly feel that all they want to do is play for Kildare Camogie team. They want to represent them in the All-Ireland. So out of their determination, they decided to withdraw from the intercounty panel so that they could play in the intercounty league within their own county, purely obviously on the basis that they would go back to the intercounty panel when the leagues were over. They had meetings with the Kildare County Board. There were other issues, as you said there. There was such things as meals after training. There was a liaison officer, no strength and conditioning. There were other issues that they felt that they had a very good meeting a few weeks ago. And then on Friday, out of the blue, they got a WhatsApp message saying that the Kildare Camogie team had been withdrawn from the All-Ireland Intermediate Championship. So there was frustration, disappointment, heartbreak within the squad themselves.
And you've spoken to Kildare Camogie's Niamh Hegarty.
Yes, I have. And she plays wing forward on the Kildare Camogie team. And she explained to me, they wrote this letter to the clubs. And I asked her, why did she send the letter to the, why did they send the letter to the Kildare Camogie clubs?
We felt it necessary to send that note to all clubs on the back of we've been withdrawn from the championship, the 2023 All-Ireland Championship. This came to us via WhatsApp text. The same message was emailed to all clubs in Kildare, and we just felt it didn't represent to our clubs why we were withdrawn. We wanted them to know the reasons behind why we withdrew, and not, it wasn't down to a fact that we couldn't field a team. We absolutely can field a team. So we wanted to, our voices to be heard on this, and we just wanted our side of the story out there. We had yet 5-week break. One of these weeks was a break from county, so that meant we could be released fully back into our clubs. So players had played 2 rounds of the league. There was kind of miscommunication amongst clubs in Kildare as to whether we were allowed or not allowed. It had not been communicated that we were not allowed. And then after 2 rounds of the league, we got communication via our club secretary that we were not allowed and that sanctions would be in place to any club who played a county player.
Well, had that ever happened before?
It had, due to the split season. There was different leagues run due to, but they were always the start identified as non-county leagues. So I suppose that's where we, so miscommunication amongst everyone was that there was no clarification that it was a non-county league.
So did the players and the county board have a meeting?
So we sat down in person with our county board. We spoke about our views on this, we heard their views on this, and we felt this came to a positive conclusion. But in that meeting, we would have raised as well the standards that we feel we need to thrive as a county team. Some of these included things like physio, dressing room, showers, gear, all stuff that we had signed off on and agreed with our county board. So we rose that at the time with them. And I suppose after the week or so that followed, discussions were ongoing over these issues. We thought it was going in a positive direction. And over the last week, we've heard absolutely nothing. And then Friday evening, we got the WhatsApp message with regard to being pulled from the 2023.
There was no phone call, no text, let's have another chat.
Cannot describe to you the frustration we felt as players. You know, we have young girls in their first year in. For them, it's just heartbreaking that this is their first experience playing inter-county. There's a few of us who've been there for years and we've never experienced anything like this. So just huge anger and huge frustration. At the end of the day, we have girls who want to play inter-county Camogie. We are representing Kildare Camogie at the minute, but also future generations coming through. Like, what does this say to them? And that's why we're taking the stand to support them and future generations coming through.
And that was Niamh Hegarty speaking to Marty Morrissey.